Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on today, T?
I feel good. How about you?
I'm good.
Good.
I do feel good.
I'm glad. I like to hear that.
What's happening?
So, I have here a story that was sent to me, and they actually wanted to get my opinion. And I told them, I said, well, hold on. I'm going to put this on the podcast. So I can't give you my opinion just yet because I don't want to talk about it. And then it kind of like
changes. Waters it down a little bit.
Well, not only that, it can, you know, just in conversation, it may change the way that you see things.
Right.
So I want it to be just organic, just natural.
Gotcha.
So here we go.
What you got?
All right. My husband works and I am a stay-at-home mom. He is the most unselfish person that I know. I handle all the finances and he never said or acted like it was his money. It's our money. Anyways, he is upset with me because he found out that I have a bank account he knew nothing about. I've been making money online and keeping it from him. He says that his problem is not that I've been making money online, but that I kept it from him in the event of divorce someday. He said the women keeping a stash of hidden money in case the marriage fails is like a man keeping a side chick in case the marriage fails. And we both need to be all in or nothing. My mom raised me to have a secret stash that my husband doesn't know anything about. Is this wrong or is my husband right? So I'm going to let you answer this one first, Bob.
Well, you know, the man is taking care. He's a little pissed off because he's taking care of all of the bills, you know, and you have money that you haven't been saying anything about at all. You know all about his money. Why, if you're supposed to be this, you know, cohesive, just close family and everything like that, why wouldn't you say anything about your little side hustle? You know, I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't have your side hustle or whatever like that. But all he's saying is if it's money that's coming in the house, just mention. Why wasn't it mentioned?
So if you listen to what she said that she was always taught to have a little something to the side.
Right.
Just in case, you know, I mean, men and women, you know, you may want to bounce one day. You hope that doesn't happen. But then, you know, she's left in a situation where she has no money because she doesn't work. He's been taking care of everything. So how is she supposed to take care of herself if he ups and leaves one day and takes everything?
I mean, he didn't say he wanted to take it away from her or that he objected to her having it. He just said, I mean, from what I'm getting is that he's just a little pissed off because he didn't know that she was even doing this.
Okay, so I guess my question to you.
And she knows about all his money coming
in. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe she doesn't though, you know? But my question to you is, do you look at that as being like he said, that's like a man having a side chick. Do you think that that's just like a little selfish of her or sneaky?
I don't know if it's necessarily selfish. But it's definitely a bit sneaky, I think. I think it's a bit sneaky. You know, just because he's basically playing cards face up with her. But it's kind of like she isn't necessarily doing the same. So that kind of seems a bit sneaky to me.
Okay. Would you be upset if this was you and you were in this situation, would you be upset and you found out that the person that you're with, you're taking care of? I mean, she's handling your finances.
Yeah.
Would you be upset if you found out that she had money, she was making money and she had money put to the side?
You know what? I would definitely say something. As far as being upset, I don't know about necessarily if upset is the correct word. You know, I would just be just like, wow, what the, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm putting all my money in and you making money and you're putting all of your money to the side.
Okay.
You know, whatever happened, I mean, that's a bit selfish. I mean, you could at least be like, hey, you know, let me put a couple of dollars in on this.
See, and that's what I was about to ask you. So are you more upset that you're paying for everything? And once you found out, would you expect her to start going in half on some of the bills?
I don't know about half, but, you know, I do expect her to start going in on something. On something.
Really?
Yeah. Give me a little relaxation. Give me a little leeway. You know, don't you think that, do you think that you should be putting in a little on something? Okay. Because you've been taking all of mine for however long.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So what do you think?
So, personally, I don't see anything wrong with her having a separate bank account.
No. This is not about a separate
I don't think it's anything wrong with her having her own. But, do I think it should be a secret? No. I mean, I think that she should be like, hey, you know, I'm making some money. It makes you wonder, what was she doing online if her husband didn't know? But anyways, that's a whole nother story. But yeah, you know, I'm making a little bit of money. I don't know what kind of relationship they have where he, you know, could be like, well, how much are you making? This, that, another. But I guess I don't think anything's wrong with it.
Wow. You don't think anything is wrong with this man paying all the bills?
No. Okay, let me rephrase that.
And you're not putting any of your money that you're making on the side. I do believe that she should
be helping with the bills. I do believe that if she's making money, then, you know, yeah, give him a little relief where it's like, hey, I can pay the phone bill or I can pay the cell phone bill. Keep an extra $200 in your pocket a month.
However, because the thing was, he doesn't know how much she's making. And even if he doesn't even want to know, the thing is, he's not trying to take all of her money. And believe me, if she decides to chip in on this or chip in on that, believe me, she's not going to give all her money.
Oh, no.
The thing is, I mean, it's just about being wide open as far as saying, hey, I could put in on this or I can do a little bit of this just because I'm making a little money on the side or whatever like that. I mean, for you to keep that money to yourself is completely selfish.
That's completely selfish
and sneaky.
Like I said, yeah, I would help with some bills because, I mean, it's only right. Even if your husband was making, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 a year, which you helping out may not make a difference to him, but it would show that you appreciate the things that he's doing.
Absolutely.
And yeah, like I said, having your separate bank account, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I think men should have their separate bank account too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Like I said, I'm sure all his money is not going to pay the bills. I'm sure he's keeping something to the side, as he should. And if you have something, you know, that you have going on, as so she should.
Right. And I wouldn't say to keep it, you know, because you want your marriage to last forever, you know, but I mean, things happen. But it's not only to prepare for what if he leaves me or what if this doesn't work out, because you don't want to go into a marriage thinking like that. I mean, you also have to have something set aside. What if he gets sick? What if he loses his job? Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, what are we going to do? I lost my job. Well, you know what? Guess what? I got $100,000 stashed away.
All that.
You know what I'm saying? Don't even worry about it. But I do think, you know, I guess depending on the relationship, you could let him know you got a separate bank account.
Okay. I mean,
you don't have to. I mean, that's totally up to you. But
yeah, but if something like that came out, that's complete. Yeah, he's gonna look at you sideways.
I mean, yeah,
he's gonna figure, well, what else is she holding on to? What else is she doing that I have no clue that she is doing?
Right. And then too, you really don't know, like I said, the kind of relationship that they have. Is he controlling? Is he one of those where, you know what I'm saying, you can't have a job, you can't do this, you can't do that? So you don't know that situation, but if you're in just a situation where you and your mate, you know, it's an open relationship where you can, you know, talk about anything, hey, just put it up there. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We can have a joint bank account and I'm gonna have my own bank account. So that way you're not hiding anything. It's not like they don't know, but they know, okay, she has her own. I don't know what she has in her account, but she does have her own.
Okay.
So that's being upfront, but you still don't know my balance.
Whatever. You know, it depends. You know, like you said, you really don't know what type of person he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's controlling or, you know, wanting to have it all and know everything about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's between y'all. But it can't be that bad because you stuck it out for a while.
Yeah. I mean, she's controlling the finances.
Right.
What, you know, this story is saying. So
he can't be overbearingly controlling, if you ask me, if he's giving you his money to take care of all the bills.
Right. And then you think, too, you know, if she was doing this to just be sneaky or whatever, she could just be taking money from him and putting it to the side.
Right.
So I guess I, now that I think about it, it may not even be that way. Maybe she just wants her own.
It may not be what way?
Where it's like he feels as though it's like having a side chick on the side. It may not be like that. She may just want her own because technically, if you're signing over your check and you just like handle everything, well, she could be taking a couple of hundred every paycheck.
That's right.
And putting it into her own account.
He could feel that some of that money that's going in her pocket is some of his money that's supposed to be put out there for the bills.
Right. So yeah.
So what if he decides he hears this news and he says, hey, well, you know, I don't necessarily want to give you all my money to pay the bills anymore. I want to change things.
Mm.
Now, do you think she should be upset about that?
She probably would. I mean, I would.
To why? Be
like, you know, so what changed? Why don't you trust me? It's like you don't trust me anymore.
You didn't trust him when you were stashing your money and not letting him know.
See, there is that trust. It's a trust issue. And when it comes to what's one of the biggest things of a relationship going bad? It's cheating, finances,
and trust.
Yep.
Yeah.
So take the cheating part out.
She kind of did something to that trust level.
Right.
Right. Because the thing is, how he might be thinking, wow, how can I completely trust her? How can I completely trust her? Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you start having problems in the marriage, because if you're going to take this responsibility that I've had for however many years away just because I have a separate bank account, then that's when you're really going to start having issues in the marriage.
Well, it might not just be because you have a second bank account. It would probably be because you were not giving him all the information of you having your own money.
Mm-hmm.
Because he may have thought that, well, he assumed that you didn't have any money.
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe he was saying like, look, you know, let me give you some money or whatever like that. So, you know, you can do the things that you want to do. Maybe go out with your girlfriends or get your hair done, get your nails done, different things like that. And he probably feels duped because she was making her own money to do that stuff.
Yeah.
He's feeling foolish.
Probably.
Come on. So, yeah, that trust is broken. That trust is broken.
Yeah. I'd say just be upfront. Hey, yeah, we have this joint account, but hey, I suggest that you have your own separate account. I have my own separate account. Don't worry about what goes in my separate. I won't worry about what goes in your separate.
You know what? For the most part,
each his own.
I suggest you just keep that wide open. If he believes that you have nothing going on and you have something going on, and if that top comes off of that box and he finds out that you've had something going on, say for years, oh, that ain't gonna end up well.
Mm-hmm.
That's not gonna end up good at all.
Yeah, that's why I say keep it open. But you know, some women are taught that. Growing up,
you know what? I have no problem about what you were taught. I have no problem at all. But the thing is, let him know that you're making some money. He's not trying to take all your money, I'm sure. I'm sure he's not trying to take all your money.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to stop your bank account because you're not stopping his bank account.
Yeah.
He's just covering all of the bills. because you have no money to help cover any of the bills.
Now, in her defense, she did say, I guess, I gotta go back and read it, that he wanted her to be a stay-at-home mom.
She hasn't left the house. That's fine.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Or has she left the house to do these?
No. Things? She said she was doing it online. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And you know how unselfish she is. And she handled all the finances.
That's the problem. And you already know that you have an unselfish person. So why are you being selfish towards that man?
Yeah. And it's not his money. It's their money. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Only thing I will say is just to be open. Be upfront. Let them know. Hey, this is how it is.
She ain't wrong.
You know, hopefully you have somebody who's just like, all right, yeah, you do your thing, I do mine, and we got this joint, and we good.
Right. Things won't change. You know, just help out a little bit.
Yeah. Pay that cell phone bill, pay that house phone bill, but things may change on her end.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of change. It's going to be a whole lot of change. But she'll control everything. Why am I not being so unselfish?
Yeah, yeah. That online job that you have may become a full-time job now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So is there anything else that you would like to add to this, T?
Well, the only thing I would say is just be open and upfront in your marriage. You know, put everything out there on the table.
Yeah.
Let your mate know what you expect. Hear what they expect, and you guys come to a compromise about it. Because, like I said, finance and trust is one of the big issues when it comes to adult relationships and cheating. But
you know what? I agree. Like I told you, I said, if there's no trust, there's no us.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yep.
You know, and communication, I'm big on communication. So you got to talk to the other person.
Right.
About what's going on. All right.
All right.
So everybody, let us know what you think about that topic. If you were that guy, would you feel betrayed at all? Would things change when you found out between you and her, between her handling the finances?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let us know. You can always get in touch with us at Real Talk With at Real Talk With Bob and T at gmail.com.
And that's T-E-E.
Yeah, and we're on just about every social media platform. And we're also on Instagram at real_talkbt.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you can catch us every Monday morning, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 216 The Blend.
Yeah.
And that can be caught on Live 365. Mm-hmm. Not only will you hear us on Mondays, but there are different podcasters on there every day of the week.
That's right.
Plus some amazing music. And hey, go over there and check out Kids Corner every Saturday, 2 p.m.
That's right. So there's a little something for everybody in the family. All right? So like I always say, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.